For my yoke is easy and my burden light. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. May I never be yokeless, O God. May I never appear at a point and I say there is no burden in my heart. You are merely existing if there is no burden. The communications of God's agenda through your life doesn't necessarily come in cognitive dimension. It comes as a burden. As a burden. It comes as a burden. We have done how many lessons now? Number one is what? Huh? So number one is what? Let me hear it a little. We need to fire. There is something burning in my heart. Jesus gave me a fresh encounter. You cannot afford to deliver for your generation without having fresh encounters with Him. You are brought up to a new layer. You are reborn. That is what that scripture, you are not getting it. That is what that scripture meant. New tongues, kainos, fresh. Fresh. It's not as if what is happening is not what has happened before. But the fresh emphasis of the Spirit, fresh breath of the Spirit, comes upon it. And because of that, it becomes new, fresh. Number one is what? I think I need to ask people quickly. Number one is what? The first lesson is that prayer travels. Is that the first lesson? That prayer travels inside before it travels outside. Transformation. Second lesson is what? Prayer ascends as incense, right? The third lesson is what? Prayer is regimented and customary. I think we got to four, right? Number four is what? Prayer is what? Somebody said five. Let's hear your number five. Now if they do like this, now he don't run. If you have five, raise your hand, don't be ashamed. You have five. Hallelujah. So let me start from where you stopped. In my note, it is not necessarily number five, but let me start there. The fuel of prayer is body. The fuel of prayer is body. The fear of prayer is burden. Why not show me that scripture where the Bible spoke about the encounter of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane? The Garden of Gethsemane. Show me that scripture. Many years ago, listen. Many years ago, and I have a lot to teach. I'm not sure we'll finish this, but God will help us. Many years ago, this will be about 18 years ago. I just realized I was talking to a young man yesterday, and when the young man spoke, I just realized I'm now old. I used to be young like you. I just realized I'm now old. Many years ago, about 18. 18 years. 18 years ago, I saw a woman praying that time. We were chased out of where we were living. And then, in the place we are living, some of you have been there when we buried my father. And then in those days, my uncle was just building at the back. He has not finished the building, but the building has taken shape. So, one of those days, I overheard a woman's prayer behind that place. And she was crying and groaning. You know her prayer point? Put in me a body for prayer and for souls. 18 years ago. You know the mistake I made? Nkem? Huh? I joined her. I took the prayer. I was feeling myself. I said, Lord, put in me a burden. For what? The whole of heaven said, Amen. Just like Harry appeared. And Harry made an utterance. When the witnesses are everywhere, he made an utterance. They said, Amen. Look at you. You have reached. This is half your size when you came. Not be so. Everybody knows. It's not only me. You are now my size. I'm just looking at you. You are almost my size. I want to say sorry, but this shape you are taking is the one I like. That former one is not my friend. Then justice appeared and said, make me a revivalist. When he finished it, he started fasting 3 days straight. I live with him. He can study Bible, but fasting is not his strength. It's not his strength. Say, make me a revivalist. They say, Amen. So they put him in fast. He now said they told him. I don't know who told him, but it's good you should be hearing that such things. They told him to now be doing this long stretch of fast every month. Be doing it every month. I said, Amen. When he told me, I said, very good. Very good, bro. Very good. Because you made a statement where there are places you should not say something. So, and then when Harry finished his phone, he said, Papa, I'm joking. Oh, it's a joke. Oh, I'm joking. No, it's humans that joke. Immortals don't joke. You don't talk down, take back your word. They don't understand this thing that human beings do. You are like this today, you are like that tomorrow. Anything you stay there, say there stands. You have to bring up another measure to counter what was said the other day. Huh? That's why what many of you are suffering now is not anything, is that maybe we organized a high service here and the whole thing was moving. You say, God, use me or kill me. Then I said, I'm not hearing you. Let's say it together. That's why you are like this. That's why you are like this. Why am I alive? It's either you use me the way you are using this man or just kill me. They now say, Amen. Some of you even say, whatever you want to do to me, Lord. Let me become this thing. They will now say, Amen. Ah, the Amen has reduced. They will now say, Amen. Jesus, the Amen has reduced. They said, Amen for you. You are the one that used your mouth and said, whatever you want to do to me, do to me. That's why you are here now. Huh? They can do anything to you. And when they are doing that thing to you, you even forget. Your mother will be calling you everything. People will be calling you, will be saying, I'm paying the price. No, you took yourself and brought yourself there. Anyway, God will manipulate you till you bring yourself to the point where you will use your mouth and utter it. And say, I'm tired of this life I'm living. Can you do more in my life, Lord? Can you do more? I surrender. Especially damsels. They will now be crying and be saying it.
the whole angels will stand up in heaven and be saying amen, 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 amen. And then you now wake up and want to be normal. The way they will kick you and flog you. Especially somebody like my sister Odinaka. After finishing us here, she doesn't know where God has taken her. She still thinks the way they will kick you. Yesterday they can allow you, but today you have been brought into a stringent dimension. The people that operate there, their consecration is very high. Huh? If they forgive others, they won't forgive you. You will now be wondering, what did I do? Now, what is the bad thing really that I did? No. When you come into some places, the demand on your life will increase. There are places you come to, you don't tell those people there, I'm joking. You don't tell them, I want to rest this night. You don't tell them, I'm tired. Those kind of language, we don't hear it there. I saw the woman, and when I said, give me burden for prayer, oh God. I prayed it. Anyway, my own did not manifest immediately until I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. When I got baptized, the nun told us to go back and pray for 1 hour. Do it for 1 month. Then this thing you received will be developed. So the people that received with me, they went back, they didn't pray. They come in church and pray in tongues, do shalabanda, shalabanda, and then go. But me, I went back. You need to know, I still say it, that one of the greatest things that happened to me in my Christian journey, in my journey of faith, is the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. I know many of you, I have had encounters, so, my God. Some of the encounters you are praying for are encounters that come to me normally. Normal. Some of the ones you pray for. I just told my sister that as I stood at the back, that place, an angel started touching me on the leg. And I won't tell you what it means. Some of the things you pray for is normal. But amongst all those, I still count the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The reason I have said it here is the circumstances surrounding my growth as a believer. How many of you grew up in conservative settings, like holiness movement and all? You understand what I'm saying? Somebody like Ogbeli will not understand. You are charismatic, so all the charismatics are given to the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and all that. My own. Even when I received it, I stayed 1 full semester in campus to make sure I have the opportunity to pray in tongues long enough so that it will become part of me. Because there are people that receive Holy Ghost baptism and quickly run home to go and pray at home. We have received tongues. So when they pray, shagada, they say, what are you saying? Look at you. Are you not hearing yourself? They will finish you. How many of you, it happened to you, they call you aside and say, look at what you are even saying. Are you even listening to yourself? It's madness. They have confused you, my daughter. They even cry to manipulate you. All those cry that is trying to take you away from praying and all those. And you think you are pitying your mother. It's manipulation. It's manipulation. I spoke in tongues 1 hour. I spoke in tongues 1 hour for 1 full semester. How did I do it? I don't even know how much. I don't even know much how to pray in tongues. I don't have. Somebody listens to my tongues now and say, man, the vocabulary is much. There is vocabulary in tongues. I can now speak for 10 minutes without repeating one. You know, there are people not like that. Anyway, that's another thing. It doesn't make you special anyway, but it means something too. But What I did those days, let me now confess. There is a 14-minute clip of your pastor. He just spoke in tongues. Have you encountered that clip? It's just 14 minutes. Those days. How many of you have encountered that? It went viral. Before you met it, we have met it. 5 years before you met it. It went viral that time. And you know, what God used that man to do is marvelous, especially concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The reason is that many of those things, it was not common. These are the things we attack. But something in me is telling me. So what I do is that once I play it 4 times, I will not have clocked 1 hour. So what I do is that I put it on. As he's praying, me and him will be praying. I will be moving on the steps of a Ninjoku host. I'll be moving. Finish first one. Finish second one. Finish third one. Fourth one. I will now know I have done my duty. I did it for 1 semester. Then tongues became part of me. Of course, by the next two years, I started doing 3 hours every morning. I have spoken in tongues. Just, I don't know how else to tell you this thing for you to believe. But I think I've spoken in tongues more than I've done any other thing since I got born again. I've spoken in tongues more than I've done. Sometimes, even when I'm studying, I won't know when I start speaking in tongues. I'm studying, but I won't know when I start speaking in tongues, even where I'm studying. It takes a lot of maturity to maintain focus at that level. But I can be speaking in tongues once I get something like Benihin tape, Benihin strings, instrumental, not any music. Put it at the background, even though I know what he's saying. Or I get that one that I gave you. I put it at the background. It will be playing. Suddenly, once a revelation hits me, bam, I stand. I say, what is? There is one I saw one that I say, where did this man enter to see this? I've seen it, but I was not satisfied. I said, take me there, Holy Ghost. I was literally doing warfare. Not warfare to bring down Satan, to enter into the revelation. When I finished, the atmosphere refused to leave. So as I continued studying, I was doing Shkati, Levante, Shkati, Levante. Boom. Sometimes I'll be discussing with you. Many of you have noticed it. In between our discussion, I'm praying in tongues. I don't know something bigger than praying in tongues for me. I don't know for you. It is when I prayed in tongues for long that I became all the things, all the prophecy, everything, all the things people are telling me, God will use you to do this. This is what we have seen. This, until it translates to burden that can make me pray in tongues. I don't take it serious. Don't believe it yet. Until it has become a burden in your heart that can take you to the place of prayer, it is not worth anything. As far as your destiny is concerned, that thing is inconsequential. It is not part of the things that you should build your life upon. Are you with me? Until that prophecy, that thing, that revelation, that word has been converted to something that can make you to stay in the place of prayer. And the only thing that can make a man stay in the place of prayer is burden. Huh? There are many things that can bring burden anyway. But I prayed that prayer for long. There is a sound I'm hearing in the spirit. I don't know if you can play it for me. I prayed that prayer from that time. Are you with me? I prayed that prayer. I prayed it for 18 years. Huh? There was a year. You have heard the story. I fasted every month. And if I go to the place of fasting, I don't ask for things. My prayer is, give me burden. Put in me a great hunger for your glory, for your presence. Put in me a great hunger. You can even take the anointing, take the ministry, take the gifts, take everything. Don't take your presence. Don't take the burdens. Don't hunger. As I'm saying it now, I'm feeling the presence of those my encounters. I'm feeling it now. There is such a thing as witness. I don't want to go there. If I go there, you know, there is, if something is true, when you say it, people will know. When you are just hyping or saying, no, I don't even want, if I go there, the encounter will come here in the next 5 minutes and we can't continue our teaching. So let me leave it. Because those men that I saw, they are willing to encounter men even today. Because their workings is eternal. They are standing between the portals of time and eternity. And they are waiting for men that we encounter that junction in the spirit. And the same reality will be born again. If it is true that it is by the spirit, it can be replicated. Once you encounter the portal, the place, the location where time and eternity merges, where the spirit realm and the natural realm merges, where you can move from here to here. Once you can stand at that place, the same thing that was ferried that time to hit this place, that time, you can still encounter it. So most times when we speak, the witnesses surrounding that encounter will come again. And then portal will be created. Men can be ferried. And then the same possibilities, the same encounter will be ours. Oh, I noticed after many years that is the greatest blessing God can bless a man with. After 80 years, Caleb will say, give me this mount. What is making an 80-year-old man? Say after me, burden. I didn't hear you. Say after me, burden. I didn't hear you. Say after me, burden. There is a scripture I told you to show me. Just leave it. Many people have asked me many secrets about prayer and all that. The number one secret about prayer is burden. There is no man that has burden that can stop himself from praying. Burden is the fuel of what? Prayer. That is the number five lesson. Burden is the fuel of prayer. Okay, for miracle. What did I say? Burden is the fuel of prayer. Jamoye Nigeria Limited. Burden is the fuel of prayer. I have seen men making an attempt to pray. There is no burden. And they can't be carried. Has it not happened to you? You even did as you used to do before. You even managed to do 2 hours. There is no burden. You notice that is iron against iron. On the axis wherein rotation exists, there is no oil there to lubricate the movement. You know that this is mechanical. In that instance, you will know that is actually one of the signs to know that your movement is possibly in the flesh when there is no burden. When, as long as there is burden, a man can stay in the place of prayer. So when you say, keep me on my knees, oh God. Oh Yahweh, keep me on my knees. Show us how to run on our knees and not our feet. What God does is to factor burdens inside your heart. And the heavier the burden, the heavier you are in the spirit. No man is heavier in God than the burdens of God that is upon his heart. That is why when we come in the place of prayer, when I roar, my voice will be with thunder. It is not the weight. Are you with me? The spiritual weight of my prayer, of my communication, is not necessarily in my shout. Are you with me? It's not in my shout. It is in the burdens that is encoded in the words that I'm speaking. Are you with me now? So I can actually say it more, but it will carry the same weight. A young man met me, and I recommend those. There are 4 messages we preached during 50 days of Pentecost. I will recommend it for you. A young man said that a lady listened to one of our messages, the day of God. That's the message that gave you deliverance. That message is one of the most powerful things we have in our archive. The day of God. Another one is, if you want to go on retreat and you need to purge your heart and knock yourself into alignment, put yourself in such a way that you can't miss God. Another one is the secrets of the chosen men. Is it not correct? There are two more. Somebody help me. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost, number three. There is another one. I say I will recommend this. I always forget, so I'm recommending it now. There is the fourth one. We preached it in the same period. Who can help me? Huh? Ah! Mr. Douglas! So you appeared. Come to the front. Come to the front. All these people that are coming today. Eh? Come. You and James. James is tapping current. And he is in my meeting and he's carrying people falling under power. Yet he's tapping current. Huh? With all those things you are doing with those, I saw the pictures of all those daddy, holiness daddies. And you are very holy before them. The way you are smiling in that picture, you are not innocent. It's not the picture that I'm talking about, but the way you are happy and smiling, you are a suspect, okay? If you are not a suspect, come and explain to me in my office. But as far as I'm concerned, you are a suspect until proven or otherwise. Anyway, let me check you in this prayer meeting. Let me see the way you pray. See, he won't like me. See this thing I'm saying? He won't like me. But I don't care. And I won't leave you. There is the fourth one. Help me. Where is my media people? Lectures on the deeper life. Correct. Lectures on the deeper life. Correct. Why are you touching him? God's love. You know they do anything. Huh? You are a suspect. Amen. So let's read a little. I'm being in agony. Let's see verse 40. Let's get a background in verse 43. Shanabalata Hakai. I have a burden in my heart. You know, the reason why I'm into the prayer ministry is not to get anything. It is because I've seen all of God's agenda is hinged on prayer. You don't know the necessity of prayer. Many times, all the teachings on prayer is hanging around the power of prayer. The power of prayer or the power through prayer. When you really understand, I like what I'm hearing, the necessity of prayer, you will now know that all of God's plan is hinging on prayer. It's a necessity. You know what is necessity? Necessity is not just that it is supposed to be part of what we are doing. It means that what we are doing will not go forward. What we are doing is dependent on this one prospering. So until prayer prospers for long, then God's agenda will, as you know, God Almighty in heaven, his agenda will be limited, will be measured until prayer prospers. I've been asking God, what is the greatest activity, the most important activity of the foundational apostolic generation? I know you will say it's fasting. Now, fasting is good. There is a teaching I will teach in the nearest future. The three kingdom power factors. I will show you some things. But I say, is it Bible study? I know some people will say it's Bible study. Like some people are saying that Pastor Edu is prayer. I'm a word man. Say after me, I'm a word man. I'm not hearing. Say after me, I'm a word man. Some of the time I've even listened to some of those people that say they are word men. They don't have word. Do you know what is word? Life. Do you know what is word? Life. Men, we sit under you like this. As they are sitting, you, as you are sitting under me, as any word I speak, you just know you are changed. You don't even need to. Before you understood what I'm saying, you know you are already changed. But people will load your head with rubbish and they say it's word. Huh? What is word? People are bringing letters. The letter that kill it. And they say is what? To teach letter is not a proof that you are competent. You are competent in the world. In fact, people that are competent in the world, they have prayed for long. They are not in a hurry to teach because they have a body. They know that there is more, according to the scripture, there is more judgment on the teacher than any other person. That is why you have noticed everybody wants to teach. Everybody. When we come before God, the Bible said the people that will receive more judgment is who? The teachers. The teachers. So people that understand it, they are not in a hurry to teach. They have retained the heart and mindset of God. God said, I don't want my word to go and come back the same. What will I do to my word? Are you with me? This is God. Forget that you saw it in the scripture. My word will not go forward without bringing it. No, me, I'm sitting with God and we are having a discussion. And he's telling me, look, I have a burden in my heart. And my burden is that I don't want to speak something over Jasper and the thing doesn't come to pass. What will I do to my word? How do I factor circumstances around him to make sure that if I speak, are you with me? It will achieve the reason why I spoke. Men speak for many reasons. But God never speaks to joke for pleasure. He doesn't speak for pleasure. You say, I need to talk to somebody. I need somebody to talk to. That's not God. When God speaks, he either creates or communicates. He doesn't speak for pleasure. Huh? Hey, Harry. Sometimes you wake up around 10 and then you call your damsel. You just needed to talk to somebody. So after me, I need to talk to somebody. I'm not hearing you. I need to talk to somebody. Doc, you understand what I'm saying? You are an elder, so you understand. Hey, James. Stop looking at me like a holy man of God. If you like, I will call you out here. We will swear before God that you have not called a damsel in the night. Eh? Oh, yeah, come on. Come on. He is begging me. He is begging me. Amen. So that's the burden of God. Burden of God. How can my word go and not fulfill its purpose? And if it is the burden of God, it should be my own burden too. How can I speak forth the word of God? And then I just allow it. Yesterday I preached, today I preached. That's why I can't. Some people. That's why I used to watch some people. They will come. And when we have prayed for 30 minutes, they will now come. Or 15 minutes to go. They will now come and pray. And then they will now sit down to hear the word of God and all that. And then they go. And then after 2 weeks, they say they want to see me. I say, see who? Me. Ah. Maybe it's Dennis you want to see. Maybe it's Bulldozer. Bulldozer. My man. Bulldozer the lion. Maybe that's the one you want to see, but not me. You can't see me. Until you see Jesus, I'm not qualified to be seen. It's Jesus all of us came to see. And if you are escaping from the route that can take you to the encounter with the one all of us are seeking. Me too, I'm not qualified to see you. It's not as if I don't want to see you, but Jesus has not given us permission. We checked on the rooster and we saw that your name is not ticked. How many of you? You have been following transport company. They will write your name and tick. And then you fill your bus. Your name is not ticked. It's when you are ticked, then you can now load passengers. Your name is not ticked. We are only qualified to do what Jesus is doing. The fundamental challenge in the body of Christ is that there are many things we are doing. Some of them are good. Many of them are good. It's not about good. It's about whether God is doing it. Good is not necessarily God. So there are many good things we are doing. The person will come and cry, Pastor, if you don't see me, I will die. I will die. Sometimes, I want to expose myself. Should I expose myself? Huh? All these people saying yes. Some people are there. When you are saying it, I will just be calculating. No, be this person, we know one prayer yesterday. Ah,
I'll be saying well done physically. I'll be saying in my heart, I'll just be removing my hand. Some of them, a guy will come and say, "Daddy, my daddy." I will say, "Who is your daddy? I'm not your daddy. One of them even told me, "Send your account." He asked me a question. I did not. This generation, they can manipulate. He said something. I did not respond. He now said, after 1 week, he now said, "Send me your account." And then he asked the question under. I made sure he knew I read it. I did not respond. Money is not our God now. Some of the time, and many of them are students, mature people that really have money, they don't behave like that. Maybe somebody like Chinwe, Sister Domitila. What can she give me? Students like you, say, "Send me your account, sir. I want to send some seed." You'll be waiting for seed. You now see 2,000 naira. 2,000. You must have seen that. Somebody said mustard seed. You know, it was that kind of seed. I don't want to call somebody's name. He's doing me call the person. Mustard seed. So these days, if you say send your account, I will ask you. Many people, if you ask, "Why are you asking for my account?" Sometimes, if there is a way, I say, "Send your own. Let me send to you." Many of you here can attest to the fact that I have asked you, "Send your account." "Send your account. Let me send to you." Those things are manipulation. Somebody cannot do the first work and is looking for intervention. That intervention is second work. It's not first work. The first work is to give yourself to Jesus first. And people that are servants of Jesus, that is representing him correctly upon the face of the earth, anytime they see a man coming to them, they check first whether the first work has been done. Are you with me? Until the first work is done, any other work you are doing is disobedience to the one that sent you. So what we do, what I do, that is what is saving my life. Tomorrow, if you become a minister, make sure you do it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll be emotional, I will hold myself. Because I know that one mistake can take me back. And the mistake you made is trying to help somebody. How can trying to help somebody now be a bad thing? There are many good things you will do that is not God. So I used to watch. And a guy came. And if we are praying, he will be dancing like this. Men are growing. Somebody is doing like this. I was trying to correlate. Is he in this meeting? So he will be telling me all the time. He say, "You want to see me?" I say, "Tomorrow, bro. Let's see if we can see tomorrow. The tomorrow did not end. So he now told me, "I'm going today." I said, "Okay, we'll see next time." Some people also want to use it to manipulate me. They will come and tell you, I'm going tomorrow. You know what I will tell you? I hope you have transport money. You can't use "I'm going tomorrow" to manipulate. You have to do the first work first. And then Jesus will now tell us. Do you know why? Many of the things those people are bringing as problems, as challenges, asking you nonsense questions, if they give themselves to prayer, it will reduce. It will go down. By the time you meet them, you will now meet the important things. If there are things remaining, it will be the very important things. But when they came, their problem was much. But me, I know it can be much. There is no man here that his problem is more than three things. But when you pray for long, you will downsize it to the three that is important. Are you with me? A sister told me that there are many things happening in her life. This thing is happening, her family, her work. The thing she said is much. Say after me, much. Hey. I said, come and pray. She prayed for 3 days and said, I must this. I said, pray. After praying, we now prayed for 3 months. And I said, come now, I have time. Come, let's see. When we start, we found out the issue is not more than three, because all those issues has been summarized into three headings. We now saw that if we are able to handle this, handle this. We have finished it, Obioma. But your confusion was much those days. Why are you laughing? Is it not your story? Is it not your story too? You come and tell me, Papa, I don't know what is. I will be, even though I'm telling Victor, do this and that. He know they, somehow he doesn't hear it. I don't know what was happening. All that I know is that part of the major thing is that your foundation is fighting you to make sure you are not hearing what I'm saying. The worst thing that can happen to somebody under me is not to be hearing what I'm saying. I mean, you can hear with your ear, but somehow you are not connecting with me. Something is heavily wrong. All you need, should I tell you, if God brings you here, the greatest labor you should labor is that God should bring you to the point where you can hear your shepherd. Once you can hear, it's over. Anytime I stand to talk, there is no way I will not speak something that ministers to you. There is no way. Any day you go, it doesn't matter the topic. Somehow, how many of you happens to you? No matter what we are teaching, somehow we will speak. What was that your native name? Sister Bose. I call Nahaba. So the purposes of God is hinging on prayer. And it is when you pray for long that you'll be able to deliver the counsels of God correctly. Correctly. Accurate teaching and preaching is carried by utterance. And the proof of utterance is not just energy, it's also accuracy. Accuracy not in diction. Accuracy in communication. Somehow, when you encounter utterances, you hear what you are supposed to hear. Somehow, you hear what you are supposed to hear. 100 people can hear one person speak, and they hear what they are supposed to hear. Meanwhile, their cases is different. It is utterance. Somehow, it communicates to you what you are supposed to hear. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Now, the same place that utterance is being concocted, that is the same place that body is being concocted. As a matter of fact, if utterance is born of God, not oratory, if utterance is born of God, it is coming from the crucible of body. That is why certain men that are very heavy in utterance, when they speak, body will come in your heart. Is it not true? If you say it's not true, maybe just listen to me. Let me talk to you for like just 3 minutes. You cannot survive it, and I will not shout it. I will just tell you 7 things by the Spirit about your life. You will now find out that the vision you had about what God is supposed to use you to do 2 years ago, you have not stepped into it. The problem is not that you have not stepped into it, is that you don't even know the many things you need to do and how to do it to step into it. If they leave you for the next 2 years, you are not sure you are going to step into it. See, for people like you, revelation and prophecy, is a distraction. It's a frustration. At some point, you will come a place in your life where you will wonder whether it is necessary to know more about your destiny and your life. Because the one you know, you have not entered into any. How long will it take? Allow me to test of the age to come. The things that you have spoken about me. Show me what to do. Shift my life. Take sleep from my eyes. Take food from my hands. That my day may come. Whatever it takes for my day to come. My generation waits for my day. Not my face. Not a new car. My day. My day. When the day comes, just as the scripture speaks about men that are signs and omen for their generation. Says since the day of John the Baptist. Since the day. When will it be spoken about you? Since the day of Chima. Since the day of Chima. The history of the family was changed. The order was reversed. Righteousness became the foundation. And God can come. And the lives of men in those families came under the government of God. Since the day of Chima. The hold of witchcraft was broken since the day. Since the day of Chima, there is a covering of light that came upon the family. Satan cannot come and do whatever he wants since the day. Meanwhile, you saw it years ago where God has said he's going to use you to do this. But he has not come. And next year you are not sure if he comes. See, you will pray this night. Because of this thing I say, you will pray. You see, I'm talking to Chinwe, but it's affecting you. Not be so. You see, I just did practical. The practical I did is to show you that utterance is born from where burdens are born. Burdens are encoded in it. And when they alight upon your heart, it leaves the substance upon them. So when you come in the place of prayer, your journey in the place of prayer is to discharge that burden that came. In my own opinion, if you are serious with your prayer ministry, don't listen to people that don't leave you with the burden to pray. After you are finished, don't listen to them. No matter how good what they said is, it will remain in your head until you give yourself to priesthood. I said it is priesthood that translates what is here to here. And it's from here we function. The things we heard will just be truths based on the fact that they are positional, based on the fact that they are in God. We will never see ourselves walking it until we give ourselves to priesthood, and then it will be translated into a living experience in our life. Remember, the target of God is that every one man that is born in Christ will be a living epistle. That is what the scripture said. A living what? Epistle. Living logos. When the rhema alights in your heart, it molds you and makes you and forms you. The scripture said, Paul was the one speaking. He said, my little children, of whom I travail in bed again. I travail night and day. Sometimes all the night, my eyes will be heavy, red in color. I'm traveling, my little children, until Christ be molded. Why am I still like? Why? I wake up with that body and I come. And when you wake up with such a thing like that, you don't greet everybody you see. That's not the time to be watching TV. Nobody. That's why people can't pray. They can't consecrate. They can't live holy. They can't give. They can't do anything. God will talk to them all the time. They will hear good messages that talk about their life. They can't give themselves to what it takes because it didn't come with a burden. Huh? It is burden that will take you from what you heard to the actions you need to take to make sure that thing becomes a component part of your experience and existence. So after me, burden. The burdens of God, that is the fear of prayer. Until burdens come, men come pray. They will hear about prayer. They will enter the place of prayer. After 15 minutes, they will come out. There is no burden. But burden keeps men on their knees. Elijah is a man of like passions. He did pray. He had burdens. Burdens. 18 years. I was praying. Give me burdens. Oh God. Give me burdens. Now, today people say you are praying. What they see is the prayer. What they see is the Baba Kumbe. It is not that. It is a movement on the inside. It's a movement. God breathed upon my soul His desire. Huh? And then the urgency that is in the heart of God came upon my heart. And then when I step into the place of prayer, I pray with the same urgency. So when people see you, they say, "These people, the way you are praying, are you not possessed?" It's not possession. The urgency of the personality that is discharging his desires using your vessel has increased, and is as increased, you increased. So you come and say, "Ambu ataka," and then we think it's about how loud your voice is. They won't know that the button is seeking expression. How long? The mortars will have my vessel again. And I pray that at least half of us, we yield our members as conductors, conduits, channels, vehicles. Listen. There are certain people, when you see them, you feel like praying. The reason is the burden they carry. I need to tell you, the fear of accurate prayer is burden. There are people that pray without burden, no doubt. Even in tongues, they get results. That's not the kind of prayer I'm talking about. There are people, they do go, they even do things, there is no burden. And when you hear those people pray, you don't feel like praying with them. Huh? But if I'm praying, say after me, "I don't want to pray." Huh? All you need to do is to hear my tongues. It died. Bakumbre tatala. Ufata katina balia. Makiabe. Etosta kabala. Bakambe kuka. Saka takabia katala. Akatakua kabakua. Saka kakakakakua. Salia baleto. Imbale. Imbale tekebia. Ampla takuete. Isata balata. Mantaka akade, the globe we pour with the revival fire. In my days, give me the grace to tarry until the fire is incubated, to tarry until it burns from the embers to the volcano. When I was doing youth service, I told them, "Don't follow me and pray in the night. Oh, wherever you are, just hear me pray in my tongues. It's not dry tongues, it's encoded with burdens." Sometimes the vocabulary we go is now groanings. Wow. I'm pregnant. If you are not pregnant, what are you traveling on? It's only pregnant men that travel. Because there is something to incubate and give birth to. You stay on it. Stay on it. Stay on it. The bodies of God will come upon our generation again. Men with burden, pregnant, everywhere you are. Your shape, your walking style has been disfigured. The way you carry yourself has been disfigured. Sometimes when we start praying, just like Elijah, he said, and he girded his loins. How does a man gird his loins? Have you ever tied a wrapper before? Amen. Or watch. I was teaching some people this. Have you heard the scripture said, and Elijah girded his loins? How many of you have tied a wrapper before? Let me use your wife for an example. My sister, let me use you. You have tied a wrapper before, Abi? Ah! Your wife know they tie a wrapper? Eh? Yes. But have you tied one? How do you tie a wrapper? Watch. This, there is something I want to... The way you stand this, this thing. Does a woman tie a wrapper standing like this or like this? Why do you stand like this? Move, right? Watch. That is what it means to gird your loins. Nobody tying wrapper stands like this. Else you can't make movement. This is how you stand. Huh? If you go to the original language and check the word gird up. Huh? This is what they will tell you. Have you noticed? Anytime we start praying, there is a point we get to in prayer, everybody will start walking like this. We have girded our loins. Misare! And then you take a position like this. Elijah, his head between his knees, his loins girded. Pregnant men and women traveling. Give me body soccer. Ask him what is troubling your heart. Load me with that. How can something be troubling God's heart and it's not troubling you? Trouble me with what is troubling you. Load me with your agenda. Make me uncomfortable. Pray for 1 minute. Say the man, let's pray just 1 minute. Let's grow, let's trape. More seconds. Give me fear. Give me fear. The fuel of prayer, the oil of prayer is burdens.
The oil of prayer is burden. Ask for bodies. I see prayer angels everywhere. They are giving men drink. The content of the cup is the bodies of God. The content of the cup is the bodies of God. Drink of it. Drink. If I need to be better, asking for bodies.
In Jesus' mighty name.
The burdens of God is contagious. When you meet a man with burden, you will be afflicted with the same burden that he carries. Listen. You can be seated. Listen. Brother Chika, this is the secret of our fathers. Those days they will say, let me go and visit this my brother. By the time you have discussed with your brother for 30 minutes, you enter into prayer. Because the traffic in their conversation is burdens. That is why it can only lead to prayer. When men traffic in burdens, there is no way it will end in prayer. If burdens is involved in your conversation, it will end in prayer. One of the ways to know the weight and the accuracy of your discussion with people is to check whether it leads to prayer, whether it leaves you with burden in your heart. You say you want to visit your brother, and after talking with him for 10-15 minutes, it's either the two of you begins to pray or you left each other praying. When you leave, you say, this person will say, I want to go and do 3 days dry. This person will say, I want to go and do 1 day dry. Because you left yourself with burdens. This is the secret of our fathers. When they visit each other, they leave them with burdens. That is why you can never have hear that any. They don't backslide. All this in any small thing, somebody blasts, any small thing, you say, I don't feel like praying. It's because even the person that is your friend is in need of burdens. There is no traffic of burdens in the last days. That is why many people are backsliding. If our churches are loaded with the burdens of God, then a day will never come when their desire for God will abate. Their desire for prayer will increase because there is a traffic of burdens. We will never say a church should pray. There will never be need to tell people to pray when there is traffic of burdens. God will open the chamber, let the gates and windows that ferry burdens from the realm of eternity into time be opened up in our generation. Oh God, make me eternal. When a man shake my hand, let him shake burdens. When he look at my eyes, let him look at burdens. When he sit with him, let him sit with burdens. When he hear my voice, let him be the voice of burdens. anoint him contemporary. This is the secret of our fathers. They lived life filled with bodies of God. You will never meet them without bodies. You will never meet them lightweight in the heart. You will never meet them casual. All the time, they are heavy in the spirit. All the time, they are sober. All the time, they are vigilant. All the time, they are watching. All the time, they are praying. They are studying. Because they are filled with burdens. There is no casual moment. There is no time for leisure. There is no time to give to Satan, to give to the world. There is no time to backslide. They are men of bodies. Such bodies that can be communicated. Such bodies that can be transmitted. Such bodies that have become environmental. When they appear and hungry people are there, suddenly everybody, the fear of God will fall upon men. Because a man appeared, he struck them with the bodies of God. When a man sees people that have not prayed in 1 month, he will say, I want to pray. I have not prayed. I've been away from Jehovah. Because you appear, you are a man of body. Ask him, make me a man of body. Dennis! I don't want to be lightweight. In Jesus' mighty name. Activity is not a proof of burden. You can preach without burden. You can gyrate without burden in prayer. You can hold the ceiling without burden. When you finish the prayer, you are still dry. You can read the Bible without burden. You can fast without burden. You can go for soul winning without burden. Something you cannot feel in your heart. How do you expect men to feel it? You will feel it heavy in your heart. Then men will be afflicted with what you are feeling. The bodies of God are the communications of the feelings of God. The feelings of God that captures his desires. In Jesus' mighty name. You can be seated for one more moment, for 10 more minutes.
Spirit, teach us your ways.
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Many of the times, there are four things that prove that a man is. You are not sitting well. There are four things that prove that a man is loaded with burdens. That burdens have started coming in the heart of a man. It is the beginning, it is also the signs. Huh? Number one is dissatisfaction. It's after me, dissatisfaction. Part of the reasons why men have not sought the burdens of God is because they are still comfortable with the status quo. When you begin to ask questions, why? For how long? Then God will begin to tell you his mind concerning the matter. And when God have succeeded in telling you, the telling is not the hearing of the ears. The telling this time is the communication of burden. Then you will feel what God feels about the matter. His desire upon your life or the situation will be communicated to you. So you would have heard about you. Sometimes you have seen what is happening in your family or what is happening in Nigeria, but it has not really bothered you. Do you know why? Even though you have heard and seen, it is not yet a burden. But when burden is communicated, you will feel what God is feeling, and then the desires of God concerning the people and the situation will become your desire. Then you'll be compelled to respond to the matter according as God would have responded if he's the one doing it. Are you with me? So that thing he would have done, if he's the one doing it personally, he will now do it through you by the energy of that burden. So when you enter the place of prayer, that burden becomes the fuel that will power you. And the end of the burden is when the matter has been discharged and the desire of God has been fulfilled through your prayer in priesthood. Are you with me? So the proof is this. One is dissatisfaction. Another one is desperation. Say after me, desperation. I didn't hear you. Say after me, desperation. I didn't hear you. Say after me, desperation. No, it can be more than this. There is that, my guy. I didn't hear you. Say after me, desperation. Good. Another one is anger. We have treated anger as a bad thing. Is it not what they taught you in discipleship? James, that's what they taught you in discipleship class. Huh? Have you not read the Bible? Have you not noticed that God used to be angry? There is such a thing as the wrath of God. That is even not the good one. But that is what is called righteous or holy anger. Let me give you an example. How many of you have seen that man at Onitsha that will carry something and be beating somebody? Bah, bah. When you are high in the spirit, what happens? You know, the way to know you are not where you are supposed to be, when you see that thing, you will laugh. I see some people posting it and laughing. I say, I have never posted that. I have never shared it. And anytime I see any of you or some people share it, I will know you are not a serious person. That thing should make you to be angry. That kind of anger against that sort of thing is called what? It is the anger that makes you to do something about the matter. Are you seeing it? So let me tell you how burden comes from there. If there is a way, first person died in your family, they say it's accident, second person, by the time there is one that will die, the thing will pain you, you'll be so angry. How many of you has happened to you? Something happened to you, you were so angry you prayed all night. Raise your hand now. You are so angry you prayed more than you have prayed before. It's not because you want to pray, but that anger is called righteous anger, holy anger. At that point in time, it became a trigger, a catalyst for burden in your heart. You now notice that you that is struggling with 1 hour prayer, when that thing happened to you, how many of you? You now notice that you were able to pray for 5 hours. On a normal basis, you can't do it. But you were so, you felt so bad and angry with what happened that you said, no. Oh God, this thing will not happen. Let me die this night. How many of you? I need just 4 or 5. But before, you were still petting it. You think you can still manage it. You were calling people. Let me use something like this. I think I'm talking to somebody anyway. Maybe it's job you are looking for. You call this person, they are telling you your name will come out and all the, they are doing everything possible, and then until you see people you are better than, people that even, are you with me? You gave your uncle the name, you told them about the exam, everything, they now got you, you didn't get. How many of you, such a thing has happened? There is a demon. There is something heavy. You are the people that somebody, you introduced other people to the same thing and they got it. You that introduced them didn't get. And you left it. That's why you are like this now. James doesn't like me. No, all the time I'm firing him. But it's because I like him, but not this one. It's not this one I like. That is the one I like in the future. That one is no more trekking. He has a car. Have you not noticed? The way you are working hard, your life should have been better than this. No, be so. You are in school. You are in ministry. You are in business. Tell me the one that has now fully prospered. You know you can hang your destiny on. Be angry, oh. Feel like be smiling like me. He's a good guy. He smiles like me. And then he's just my, this one I'm smiling. See the one I'm smiling. I'm a good guy. Is it not true? I smile. He said no. It's good to smile so you confuse Satan. All the time I'm smiling. All the time Olive is burning. But is when we enter prayer. Satan don't like this, my face. He knows that this is not a smile. It's only you that is interpreting it as a smile. Sometimes I get so angry that I laugh at the devil. There's one day Satan did, I woke up, I laughed. I said, you are here again. This night now. If you escape it, make I know. I told you, if you escape this night, you have heard of me, you don't know me. Oh. You need to know why Satan is afraid of some of us. I told him, you have heard of me, you don't know me. This night, you will know why the people that came, they brought bad news about me. The demons you sent before, they brought bad news. There is no demon that comes around me that goes back with good news. It's not possible. You can't take back good news and it's a demon. Even if you escape with so much wound, you will have to go into an asylum for 3 months to recover. Oh Yahweh. Teach me the ways of potence. Teach me the ways of potence. Sometimes Satan will wake up and do something. You will know it's Satan. I will wake up and laugh and say, finally, is this night? Dog.
if I don't finish you this night, make I know. Sometimes you have to swear. Swear your life on the altar and vow not to come out until you lay hold on your desire. Vow! All this light-weighted prayer, you pray, if God answer, if you don't, I will show you there another one. I will show you. Let me show you. Why not? Let me show you another lesson in prayer. You already know. John chapter 18. That's where we are going to close. Something is in me, except I have not seen it as a clear revelation of the will of God. Satan can't stop me. Satan is the least person that can stop me. There is something I don't want to say so that it won't seem as if I'm proud. Let me just say it. Even God can't stop me. Except it's not the will of God. That is why sometimes there are some people, God will not show you some things. Because if he shows you, he knows that you can lay hold on it now. And it might damage your life now. So he will not show you. If I ever see it, everything will be meaningless until I lay hold. If you give me food, I will be angry with you. Anything you do for me that is not the manifestation of that thing, you are my enemy. You are not my friend. You are my enemy. I will be consumed. The burden. Consumed. I will pray, sleep. When I'm sleeping, I continue my prayer. How many of you happens to you? You do warfare, sleep, continue. You wake up with your tongues high. You know, the way you know is that you don't wake up. There are days if you wake up, you take 30 minutes to kick your engine. But there are days you wake up like this. Your tongues is already on fire. Somebody that just woke up. I'm awake again, oh you witch. I'm awake this night. My sword is drawn. Come to war. I dare you this night. Sometimes it will be too much. I will have to hold a physical structure like this. Hold the pillar. And I will reconfigure my mind in the spirit and see the pillar as the object of my pursuit. All ye ministers, stand between the porch and the altar and cry to God. Do not let our generation to go into bondage, our generation to go into slavery. We cry, restore. We cry, oh ye priest that stand between the pouch and the altar. Cry. And then the physical pillar I'm seeing, we turn to the heavenly pillar and I will hold it. You need to hold the pillar for 30 seconds. Oh, you priest that stand between the pot and the altar, cry to God.
Spirit, teach us your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Oh, my God. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Oh, my God. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways.
The altar. Somebody hold the hands. Hold the hands. Rescue your altar. Can you hold the hands? How many of you can see the hands in the spirit? Hold it now. Okobarata. Make sure you are holding something. In the spirit, hold something. Hold the host. If you need to hold something physically, no problem. But make sure you are holding something in the spirit. The host. The host of the altar. That is where answers come from. Sister, pray. Sister, you need to pray now. I'm talking to you, oh sister. Like this, take your hands, close your eyes, lay hold on the altar, the horns of the altar. Hold something, don't let go until something rips out. Don't let go. Don't let go.
Ayaya, sakaleka, uatatana daskaya. Let go!
All ye ministers, stand! All ye priests, stand! Between the pouch and the altar, weep! Hold the house until something drops down.
until the Lord sends the dew and the rain.
Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Spirit, teach us, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh, my God. Spirit, teach us, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
I'm in the curtains. If you can hold the horns, if only you can hold the horns. I, let the mighty men arise and hold the horns until something breaks, until something breaks, until something lets loose in the spirit, until something breaks out, until something breaks out. We come.
Yahweh, Yahweh, yes, Spirit, teach us, Yahweh.
Oh, well, the words of bodies, the words of the altar, teach us, experimentally, teach us. Experientially, teach us. Practically, teach us. Teach us. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
No son of God. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Spirit, teach us, Yahweh. 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 Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
My God.
Spirit, teach us, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
My God.
Spirit, teach us, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Promise!
Spirit, teach us, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Spirit, teach us, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Something must fall off now, even now. Hold the horns. I refuse to leave it. Desperate men. Men that are vowed to hold the horns until response comes from heaven. Don't stop now.
Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. We lampano.
We know. We lay hold on things eternal. We lay hold on things spiritual. We lay hold even on things physical.
teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Your ways, your ways.
James!
Spirit, teach us your ways.
James! James!
Ha, 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 ha.
James!
Ah!
Step on, abandiki tiki pata, skapa, skapa, skapa.